I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com. Jason, thank you as always for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.
Budget season for Buncombe County and the city of Asheville is done. The fiscal year for both runs from July to June. So now that the budgets are done, we're sort of parsing through some of the information and some of the things that got cut. And one thing that was cut was payments or grants and funds that go to the Asheville Area Arts Council. Tell us about how much money that was cut and what's been the response.
Yes, the Asheville Area Arts Council was a little taken aback this year when both Buncombe County and Asheville City governments cut funding to them. The total amount is about $18,000, which is a lot of money to the Arts Council, which has a relatively small annual budget. And this money is used for them to fund positions and to fund grants to artists.
Not a lot of money, but obviously said for them, it is a lot of money. So what's been their response?
Their response is kind of twofold. One is that the Arts Council, led by the Arts Council, a number of arts groups have gotten together to meet and talk about how they can better make the case for government funding. And I think their plan is to continue meeting this summer and come up with a formalized public relations campaign, for lack of a better word. The other aspect of this, which is interesting, Matt, is that I think they will be collecting several different data sets that are out there in the community in a way to make their case.
So they want to look at starting a PR campaign again. What would be in that PR campaign?
I think that is just communicating not only to government officials, but to the public, the importance of having art in your community, well-funded art programs. And that is everything from visual and performing arts to public murals, public art. So the Asheville Area Arts Council really wants to take the lead. They also recognize that their history has been a little up and down in the past. If you go back, Matt, about 8 to 10 years, the Asheville Area Arts Council went without an executive director for about a year. And also in that time period, the state stopped giving them money that is passed down for local arts grants because they were worried about the quote-unquote vitality of our arts council. Since then, they've gotten back on track, and now they're really trying to get organized in a way where they're recognized for the power.
More of a broader question on this, but this is sort of an Asheville-centric problem because this is a very nonprofit-driven town, as opposed to maybe some of the other places in North Carolina. The Triangle has all the universities, Charlotte has all the banks. So in a nonprofit town, this sort of stuff happens probably far more often. Tell us about that, sort of how this fits into the fabric, really, of Asheville. It's not just an arts issue, it's kind of an Asheville issue.
It is, and the competition for these government dollars that go to nonprofit programs is really stiff. We got hundreds of nonprofits all asking city and county governments for grants. What has been happening, I think, over the past couple of years, two things. One is that from the city point of view, a lot of their funding has gone to the Asheville Art Museum for a massive multi-million dollar project to expand the art museum. From the county point of view, they have really been concentrating their non-discretionary funding on programs aimed at issues like the opioid abuse situation and other social justice issues like that. So that's left a lot of arts groups with lower or no funding.
So looking forward on this, obviously we're going through a new budget here and all that. There's going to be this PR campaign. What's sort of next with this? Because again, it isn't just an arts issue. You just said when they have these non-discretionary funds, the city and county governments, they spend it on, I guess, kind of what is the issue of the time.
Right.
And if it's opioids, that's the issue of the time. So what's next?
Well, hopefully from the arts point of view, they hope to make the case that arts need to be supported and funded. Arts are a significant economic driver, just like any other industry in town. I think it's up to them to make the case, and we'll see what they do. An interesting part of making that case is that the arts groups will be pulling from a number of data sets that are newly available that will really help them make a pointed case. There are several studies out there. The Center for Craft is finishing one up that will really tell us how many artists are in Asheville and what their economic need is. The Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority not too long ago did a study about the impact of the music industry on Asheville, how many musicians are here, what is this, how much money did they make. So the arts groups hope to pull all these data sets together and sort of integrate that into the public relations push that they'll be making.
Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com, thank you as always.
Thanks, Matt.